Soros backed DA George Gascon suspends prosecutor for misgendering pedophile sex offender, accused murderer. By Joel B. Polak on March 1, 2023. Los Angeles County District Attorney George Gascon has suspended the former lead prosecutor who secured the conviction of Hannah Tubbs, a violent sex offender, for allegedly misgendering the notorious criminal. As Breitbart News reported last year, Tubbs, a 27-year-old man living as a transgender woman, was convicted of choking and sexually assaulting a 10-year-old in a bathroom stall at a restaurant in 2014, a crime that shocked LA at the time and was not solved until DNA evidence turned up in Tubbs's later criminal trials. Soros pushed for a Tubbs to be prosecuted as a juvenile, since the crime was committed just before Tubbs's 18th birthday. Tubbs was a male at the time of the offense. The juvenile sentence meant that Tubbs would not have to register as a sex offender. On a recorded call, Tubbs was heard laughing at the sentence he received. Subsequently, Tubbs was arrested in nearby Kern County on an unrelated first-degree murder charge, for which Tubbs faces a life sentence if convicted. He reportedly admitted beating the victim to death with a stone. But Gascon has taken disciplinary action against a prosecutor who alleged that Tubbs was using his supposed new gender to obtain more lenient treatment while in jail, rather than as a genuine expression of identity. As the Los Angeles Daily News reports, Deputy District Attorney Shay Sana, 34, whose five-day suspension ends Thursday, March 2, is accused of misgendering and deadnaming Tubbs. In a case strategy meeting and in a department email, you intentionally and repeatedly misgendered a transgender individual who had a case pending in juvenile court, Joseph F. Iniguez, who is Gascon's chief of staff, wrote in a February 22 suspension letter to Sana. Your conduct was unprofessional, made your co-workers uncomfortable, and reflected poorly on yourself and the department. Sana had reported that Tubbs is a master manipulator who is documented referring to herself as a man, has refused to take estrogen or wear a bra, and demonstrates a lack of sincerity in claiming to be transgender. Gascon was elected in 2020 in the midst of the Black Lives Matter movement with the help of millions of dollars spent by left-wing billionaire George Soros. He immediately ended the use of cash bail, prevented prosecutors from seeking the death penalty in most cases, ended sentence enhancements for gun crimes or gang-related offenses, and later boasted about having reduced prison sentences for convicted criminals. He faced a recall effort that turned in 26% more than the minimum number of signatures required. However, county officials were able to eliminate over 27% of the signatures submitted, keeping Gascon safely in office. Soros has funded dozens of prosecutors across the country, who have upended criminal justice in many cities by pursuing radical reform policies that, critics argue, are partly responsible for an ongoing crime wave. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the new biography, Rhoda, Comrade Caudalie, You Are Out of Order. He is also the author of the recent e-book, Neither Free Nor Fair, The 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.